Hi everyone, this is Johnny Kelsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan, host of the Playing Favorites show, heard on WGXC every Monday morning. A few weeks ago, I was driving through Hudson looking for a parking space and turned on the radio to hear a sad collection of teeny bopper tunes, stale oldies, and blustery call-ins. I eventually found 90.7 FM. The morning show was on, and Tom Rowe was playing some blazing hot rock and roll. It was Chris Forsythe, my latest guitar hero. Now, you won't hear Chris on other stations in Columbia or Greene counties. That's what's magical about WGXC. Tune in anytime, and you'll likely hear something new and interesting. Did you know that for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep WGXC an oasis in a sonic desert? Just click donate at WGXC.org or call 518-697-7400 to keep creative community radio for open ears on the air for you.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill! You need to cool that shit out! And that's the double truth, Ruth!
And now here is your WGXC weather update. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a partly sunny Friday afternoon with a temperature high near 51 degrees and a northwest wind at 16 to 18 miles an hour with gusts as high as 32 miles an hour. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 27 degrees and a northwest wind at around 11 to 18 miles an hour with gusts as high as 29 miles an hour. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 21 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 46 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 29 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Biden's State of the Union, delivered to a House divided. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. As President Biden prepared his State of the Union address on Tuesday, a group of younger speakers were delivering remarks not far from the White House. District of Columbia elementary and middle school students gathered at historic Ford's Theater, where President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, for the annual Lincoln Oratory Festival. Among the speeches the students recited were Lincoln's House Divided, Frederick Douglass's What to the Slave is Your Fourth of July, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s To the Mountaintop. Lincoln gave his House Divided speech in 1858 at the Illinois Republican Party Convention, where he'd been nominated to run for U.S. Senate against the Democratic incumbent Stephen Douglas. "A house divided against itself cannot stand," Lincoln said to 1,000 delegates, quoting a well-known Bible verse. He continued, foreshadowing the Civil War 3 years distant, "I believe this government cannot endure permanently half slave and half free. It will become all one thing or all the other," he said. While Lincoln lost his Senate race, the campaign gained him national recognition. He won the presidency 2 years later, largely on the power of his oratory and unwavering determination to end slavery. By the time he died, on April 15, 1865, the morning after he was shot, the North had effectively won the Civil War. A critical moment in civil rights history followed, known as Reconstruction, when federal troops gave freed black people in the former Confederacy some protections from hostile whites, especially the Ku Klux Klan. Reconstruction ended by 1877, ushering in almost a century of Jim Crow, lynchings, and white racist terror. Violence against black people, though, was never limited to the South. On March 31, 1870, the first known killing of a free black man by a police officer in the U.S. occurred in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Constable Whiteside shot Henry Truman in the stomach, killing him. On April 2, 1870, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported court testimony from eyewitnesses. Mary Black testified Truman said to the constable, "What is the matter?" And he was answered by the constable, "I'll show you." And drawing a revolver, Whiteside fired and shot him, unquote. That was on page 2 of the Inquirer. Page 1 featured a story about President Ulysses Grant's visit to Philadelphia the previous day. Black Philadelphians serenaded him in thanks for successfully enacting the 15th Amendment, guaranteeing black men the right to vote, ratified only 2 months earlier. The police killing of Henry Truman in 1870 was memorialized during Biden's State of the Union address by members of the Congressional Black Caucus wearing black buttons bearing the number 1870. The button was distributed by Congressmember Bonnie Watson Coleman, the first African-American woman elected to Congress from New Jersey. She explained the 1870 button in a video.
"This is Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman. During President Biden's State of the Union address, I will join my Congressional Black Caucus colleagues in wearing this button to stand against police brutality. In 1870, a Philadelphia police officer killed Henry Truman, an unarmed black man. The officer chased Mr. Truman into an alley, and when Mr. Truman asked what he had done wrong, the officer shot him. 153 years later, the black community is still waiting for justice. Last month, history repeated itself. From Henry Truman to Breonna Taylor, the murder of Tyree Nichols echoes countless other police killings of unarmed black Americans. I mourn each and every life that has been stolen from us, but I have grown tired of mourning. Mourning alone will bring us no closer to justice. In 2022, police killed at least 1,176 people, the highest number on record. Instead of marching toward justice, our nation appears to be running away from it. I refuse to continue moving in the wrong direction. The time is now to demand real reform from police departments that have built and maintained a culture of racism and violence. If we continue to ignore the fundamental flaws in the fabric of our justice system, America will forever be a nation in which law enforcement is seen as an occupying force instead of a force for good.
Tyree Nichols was beaten to death by 5 Memphis police officers last month. Like Henry Truman, Tyree Nichols appealed to the officers. "I didn't do anything," he said, as the police escalated their violence against him. Tyree's parents, Rovon and Rodney Wills, were in the gallery at the State of the Union, guests of First Lady Jill Biden. When President Biden acknowledged the grieving couple, both sides of the chamber, Republican and Democrat, stood to applaud them. It was a rare moment of accord during an evening defined by division and rancor.
Join us tonight are the parents of Tyree Nichols. Welcome. We had to bury Tyree last week. As many of you personally know, there's no words to describe the heartache or grief of losing a child. But imagine if you lost that child at the hands of the law.
President Biden said, Rovon and Rodney Wills are advocating for passage of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act to combat police misconduct and to hold police accountable for abuse, most controversially by restricting qualified immunity of officers. The bill passed the Democrat-controlled House last term, but was blocked in the Senate with a Republican filibuster, a parliamentary relic that predates the Civil War, used by Southern senators to protect the institution of slavery. It has little chance of passing under the current Republican-controlled House. Much has changed since Abraham Lincoln gave his House-divided speech, but too much remains the same. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
I'm Tom Rowe in Agro with the WGXE Renewable Weather Forecast for Sunday, February 12th. And we begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Milk Run in East Durham has gas at $3.61 a gallon. That's the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast is low also on Sunday at 35. The UV index is also in the low category. It's a 2. The temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is at 39.49 degrees Fahrenheit. And over the last 10 years, on February 11th, it's averaged 35.68, so it's substantially warmer this year. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high of 45 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Saturday night, the forecast is for cloudy skies with a low around 25 and a northwest wind around 6 miles per hour after midnight. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of 45 and a northeast wind around 6 miles per hour. Monday night, there could be occasional flurries. Cloudy skies with a low around 30 and a southwest wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, becoming northwest 13 to 18 miles per hour after midnight with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour for those windmills. And then Tuesday should be sunny with a high of 42 and a low around 28. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. Next, on February 9th, Tom DiPietro and Cella Graham spoke with some folks from Hudson Hall about the jazz festival that's coming there and the art show that's associated with it.
Our first guest, so to speak, is Marine Penn Boom. Show.
Yeah, he says it with that terrible accent. Let her introduce herself.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Well, so listen to me, Tom. Okay. My name is Marine Penn Verne.
Thank you so much.
That's how
much.
I say it. Just like
you said Marine, and it's Marine.
No. Marine. Marine. What?
Yeah.
Marine Penn Verne.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Are you French?
Beautiful. So I was told.
Yeah,
okay. Vive la France.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
So you have a show. It's opening up the whole jazz festival. It's called Body and Soul, which is the title also of a famous song. And it starts on Thursday, February 16th, from 5 to 7. There's an opening night party.
That's
is that
right.
open to the public?
It's no.
Open.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Tom, I want us to be there. I want us to be live.
Okay,
be
let
live.
Me answer this question.
Call Marine.
Okay.
This is Marines.
So I'm saying no, like, ah!
Yeah. So you got the date right, and it's open to anyone who wants to come and celebrate the creative spirit in Hudson, New York.
Oh, yeah.
We should go.
Absolutely.
Celebrate the creative spirit?
Why not?
You got to go.
I know. Well, I'm going to come, but I wanted to come and be in radio as well.
Yeah, we'll bring our portable stuff.
Oh,
what snacks?
Unbelievable.
Oh my
this
God.
Guy.
Can we talk about something else?
Honestly. No, I just went after snacks.
No.
This is the guy that goes to CrossFit. I don't
snacks.
Know.
Yeah, but I got to eat too.
Do you?
No. There's no snacks. Let's just drink.
Okay.
No snacks, no edibles, just drink.
Okay.
There will
I was
be
there.
Snacks.
There will be
there
snacks.
Will be snacks.
There will be a little snack.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yay!
So just to appease Tom. But we do have some munchies that will be there.
Some
no,
munchies.
But we can, yep. You know, it's from
but
five.
But it's not about the food.
It's that's
not about,
right.
It's not
it's
about
always
the food.
About the food. But
about the soul.
In this case, it's also about the body and soul. And there, so there are how many portraits altogether? A dozen?
So I made 10 portraits. I made 10 portraits, medium format of my friends of you know illustrious people in this town such as you, Stella,
yeah.
And
you
others.
Can bring it you can bring it towards you
and others,
yeah.
And
there you go.
And then I have also another body of work that is
abstract,
yeah,
and
some of the abstractions are also in your design for clothing.
Yes, so I print fabric and I make kaftans and
I love kaftans
and kaftans.
Mm-hmm. Kaftans, cat kaftans.
My cat has a big place in this whole
oh,
affair.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. With a little pendant with your picture in it.
That's right. But don't say too much. People
why?
Need to come and
they see it
work.
For themselves. Yeah.
Of course they have to see it themselves.
Yeah. I mean,
and there's one huge gap in the portraiture.
Oh, my God. No, Tom.
No, Tom. Exactly.
Oh, my God,
well,
Tom.
Look. See, my co-host is there.
Here we go.
My colleague in City Hall, the mayor, is there.
Uh-huh.
Who's
that's
missing?
Right. That's
nobody.
Right.
Keep on.
Nobody's missing.
You know, actually, Dot Heil might be missing.
Oh,
she's
ouch.
A phenomenal woman.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Well, listen, there are 10 portraits.
Yeah.
That's 10?
That's a lot of work.
Everybody.
Yeah. We, before you came in, we were talking about how, oh, yeah, you can't do everybody, yeah, sure. How the Reggie Madison portrait is really fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's really a great
thank
portrait.
Thank you so much, Tom.
It's probably my favorite.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. Reggie hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, really?
I hope he'll come to the opening.
Oh, he will.
Reggie, Madison, if you're listening,
yeah.
Come have fun with us.
The Nicole Vidor one was very nice.
Yes.
I didn't know Nicole is in there.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to come now. I have to see everything.
Yeah.
Ah!
Nicole is a dear friend.
She's sweet.
And she has such an incredible, charismatic face.
She
that
does.
I needed
she
to
does.
Paint.
Gorgeous person.
A lot of angles.
Inside and out.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, she's a woman who lived life, and that's what I'm interested in painting. I'm interested.
That's why you're not in it, Tom.
Yeah, you had to put that in there. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live life.
In your closet.
I
yes.
live a very quiet, sheltered life, but it's a life nonetheless.
Well.
I want to talk about this opening because
okay.
I have a very, very special guest coming.
Ooh. Who's that?
To play. The great artist Ed Sherry, who's a fantastic jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
He plays guitar. He was also in Dizzy's band, Dizzy Gillespie band, for 20 years. He's a friend, and he's coming to play for us. With
excellent.
Kyle
he has
Kohler.
A quartet?
No, it's just him and a keyboard player, Kyle Kohler. So they're both going to play for the opening, and that's going to be fun. I hope I have friends who want to sit in and sing songs. You're all welcome to sit in, sing a standard, sing anything you'd like.
Cool.
Ed can play anything in any tempo, in any keys. So
we should also mention, as you did earlier, Celia, that I don't even want to say her name anymore because I'll just be corrected all the time.
Oh, come
Marin.
On. Marin. You can
say that's great.
Marin.
No, because now it doesn't come from a natural place.
Mm.
You're
what's
trying
natural?
Too much.
What
you're
is
forcing
natural?
It.
Just
okay. So now this woman sitting here also has a shop on Warren Street.
That's right. I have what I call the atelier where I design, I make one-of-a-kind piece. I also receive my clients. I meet with my clients. And it's a lovely little spot in the most, how do you say, crookiest building?
Crooked.
No, but the most
crooked.
Crooked.
Yeah.
Is it crooked?
The crookedest.
Yeah. You've never seen that? Notice?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
The crookedest.
The crookedest.
Oh, that's right. The crookedest building in Hudson.
Yes.
So it's
it
a
is.
Must. It's
it
a
is.
Must see.
It is.
And I'm still in there. It's not ready to fall on me. It's just a beautiful
well,
place.
Another reason that it makes sense you're the opening, that your art is the opening to the jazz festival, is I happen to know you play the saxophone.
Well, okay.
Do
so
you?
Yes, she does.
All these little treats.
This is not, okay, this is not the, I'm not even going to go there. I play against the
wall.
Oh, my
God, everything I bring up, she doesn't want to talk about.
For myself and my cat. But
I've heard you, so it's not true.
I'm very honored to be opening this jazz festival because jazz, what we call it, jazz, I call it that music, is the most inspiring art form in my life. I came to New York City as a young girl and you know, was completely sucked in this world, and I learned how to love it, and it's been with me since. So yeah, I pick up the saxophone from in my downtown. Yeah.
Were you a jazz fan before you came here?
Of course. My father had a great collection of records. That's why I started to be interested in the music, because you know, the back of the pockets, it's all the stories about those artists recording in New York, and so I had my heart
and your mind set on New York.
Set on New York, so I came to New York City.
I happen to know you took a little trip to Nicaragua recently. How was that?
Yeah, that's great. Is it? I always go back to Nicaragua.
Future inspiration for something?
Yeah.
What? Clothing? Paintings? What?
Just relaxing, you know, on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Nicaragua is a beautiful country with so much potential, but I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want this.
Okay, let's get the list of all the things she doesn't want to talk about.
Nicaragua is a beautiful place.
Yes.
It's quite untouched. There's not a million people there.
There you go.
There's not a million people there. It's super quiet, lovely people. It's just a great place.
Okay. Well, since you're reluctant to talk about anything, we should.
No.
Should go
okay.
To the, no,
listen,
no. Kidding.
Ask the question, Tom.
Oh, okay. Sela can ask questions too.
Okay. Could I? Because you're sucking the air out of the whole room.
Okay, Sela.
Unbelievable.
Oh man. Go ahead.
So, the paintings that you have, are they up for sale, auction? Or are they meant to just be an inspiration into the space that you have as body and soul? What will happen to them after?
Well, so, you know, an artist needs to make a living.
Here we go. That's right.
So, yeah, they're all for sale, of course. Okay. The pricing is something I worked on with some counseling, because I want the work to be available for people. But anyway, it's all available to buy, and also I love to collaborate with people, and I love to paint portraits. And so I'm inviting people to commission me, and then regardless of painters used to paint portraits of wealthy people.
Aristocrats and all this, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that way. I paint all sizes. I work with you. It's one of my passions, so I'm not going to stop. But I'm inviting people to commission me and work with me, you know.
Okay.
There you go, Tom. That's your invite. That's how you get a portrait done.
Pay for it.
Well, not only pay for it, but when you commission it, you're also commissioning your idea of what you want from it, right?
Ooh. Exactly.
Because when it's something that the artist is desiring, they control it. When you're requesting it, it's whatever you want it to be. You can stage it however you like.
I'd rather the artist tell me what he or she sees.
No, but it's yours, Tom.
Okay.
Nobody else will want to see it but you.
Ouch.
But commission pieces are excellent. I just recently read a book over the summer about that kind of work.
Oh, yes? What's the book? Do you know?
I'm going to get it for you, yeah. Oh, and it was just like a lot of sculptures, muses. It was touching on all those things. So I was a muse for you then in that sense. Yeah.
I was going to say you're a muse for me every week.
Is that right?
Yes, of course. You inspire me.
Also, I decided to do a portrait show for this show because the space invites this kind of
bigger
show. It's like the portrait gallery now.
Yeah.
And the sizes of the portraits are right for the place. So I wanted to do that, and I wanted to feature the community too, you know. So that's why I decided to do a portrait show.
So whose idea was it to marry your portraiture to the jazz festival?
Well, it's Tammy, Tambra, uh-huh. Tambra Dillon. I approached Tambra last year, and I asked her, you know, I told her, Tambra, I would love a show. And she thought it would be a great idea to open the jazz festival. And, oh, my God, yes, of course.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Tammy.
There you go. And once again, the opening is next Thursday, and we'll try to be there live. But it's from 5 to 7 at Hudson Hall right here on Warren Street, 327, by the way. You can just show up. You don't have to call or anything.
It's free.
It's free.
Mm-hmm. So many people ask me, how much is it? Like, I've never paid to go to any openings. I didn't know it was a thing.
No, you don't pay
for
it. No,
it's
opening.
Free.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone and is welcome.
The voice you hear now is Jessie Layden, or Jessica Layden, mm-hmm. who is, what's your title in academic room? Your title?
I do community programming at Hudson Hall, so uh-huh. a lot of our youth programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I also run our social media. And so I work in marketing.
It's not like one title. You got to give
no,
three.
No, it's kind of it keeps expanding. But I am
talented. You do also.
And I do the
design.
Digital design.
Okay.
So digital design is huge.
It's a fabulous field, and I've learned so much from working at Hudson Hall.
Cool.
Yeah, it's super fun.
What's your what's one of your favorite tools in digital design?
So I use InDesign for a lot of. So this postcard you see was made in InDesign.
So do you use a vector? Do you use a vector of what Marine gives you, or did you actually take a still of this?
So this is So Marine took this photo here, and so I did a lot of the formatting, mm-hmm. the color arrangement, and then on the back too, text. And I also do a lot of the posters at Hudson Hall too.
Yeah, you do
InDesign. It's such a creative outlet for me. It's really fun. It's relaxing. I do a lot of, and the social media is really fun for me too.
You think it's fun, huh? God bless you. You ever feel like your work is never completed? Like when you do something like this, do you feel like the more tweaks you could have done, more things you could have added? Or,
oh, of course.
Yeah, it's never really.
Of course. And about on that social media point, I don't use my own social media.
No.
It's strictly just do it through work. That's kind of my outlet. And then everything else is just kind of off. Because it's too much sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah.
We should also mention that at that opening night party, there'll be music by Ed Cherry and Kyle Kohler.
Yes. And I mentioned this little earlier. The beautiful musicians, and very grateful that they're coming to play for the opening.
And don't worry if you can't make it opening night. The show will be on view through April 2nd. That means the entire month of March.
Yes.
You can go to Hudson Hall and see this
artwork.
That's
a fact. And again, nobody's going to harass you for a checkbook or a ticket or a stub or anything. You can just walk in and enjoy and be a part of.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, is not true of the Jazz Festival, where you actually have to pay some money.
Well,
so can I say
I'm not saying that.
About the Jazz Festival?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Because it's so. Okay, so this Jazz Festival is so solid.
And by the way, you can't talk about actual prices, okay?
It's heavyweight.
Why?
It's
radio.
It's a radio rule.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Radio.
Okay. So
it's where listener supported, nonprofit, all
got
that
it.
Stuff.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great lineup of stellar artists here. So
any favorites of yours?
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to them. I've listened to Lucy.
Yes.
Yegyazarian.
Mm-hmm.
And she's amazing. And I'm looking forward to hearing everybody else, you know. I know some of those folks, but listening to music live is just a different experience.
It sure is.
So please come to this festival. It's incredible. You're supporting this really magnificent institution in town, Hudson Hall, which I thank immensely. And also,